Tips to keep a regular yoga practice when traveling. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. Yoga is a wonderful way to keep fit and healthy, and also it's great for relaxation and stress relief. However, with a busy schedule and an ever-changing lifestyle, it can be difficult to manage a regular yoga practice at home or while traveling. Yoga can be a great addition to your travel plans, providing both physical and mental benefits. Yoga can help reduce anxiety, improve balance, ease muscle stiffness and jet lag, and help you stay present during your travels. These are just a few reasons why you should keep up with your yoga practice while traveling. 16 Tips How to Practice Yoga When Traveling. I am a yoga practitioner that travels a lot, so I have to work hard to maintain a regular yoga practice. Sometimes I find it very easy to practice yoga every day, but other times my mind tells me no. People are different. Yoga affects people in different ways, either physically, mentally, spiritually, or a combination. I think that's what's great about yoga. Here are some tips that help me maintain a regular yoga practice while traveling and at home. Get a yoga app. One way you can practice yoga on the go is to download a free app. There are so many apps available these days, so you should be able to find one that works for you. And if you are not a fan of tech gadgets, there are many apps that allow you to practice yoga without a screen. Set up a daily routine. It's important to make sure that you actually practice yoga every day. This doesn't mean that you have to spend hours practicing. Instead, make sure you practice for 10 to 15 minutes every day. And make sure that this time includes some sort of warm-up and cooling down. Progress tracking. I find it helpful to create a routine for my yoga practice, including tracking how often I practice in a week. I use the app Streaks, which I've been using since 2016. Some people might prefer a physical form like a task pad or daily calendar. Whatever works for you, use it and then look back at your practice at the end of each week. You'll be able to see which weeks are easier or more difficult, and then you can make adjustments to your practice for the following week. Try pranayama breathing or meditation instead. I said at the beginning that the yoga that's popular in the West is just one part of yoga. Asana, which means posture in Sanskrit, is the physical practice of yoga. It's traditionally used to help someone connect their mind and body through breathing. Sometimes I don't want to do a physical practice, and that's okay. There are things other than sweating on a mat that count as practicing yoga. Pranayama, or breathing techniques, are an important part of a yogi's practice. Starting the day with 15 minutes of pranayama is very beneficial for keeping the body's organs and mental health in good condition. The Yoga Journal has a great beginner guide to pranayama. I also recommend Swami Niranjananda Sarasvati's book on prana and pranayama. It goes into a lot of detail about the respiratory system, how prana energy moves through the body, and the different pranayamic techniques used by yogis. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover the 16 tips to keep a regular yoga practice when traveling. Just click the link below the video.